transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
On the Sunday after Christmas each year, the church offers us a profound reality check on life. I remember several years ago, I was driving around the small town where we were living. It must have been either the day after Christmas or a couple days after Christmas. And house after house after house had their Christmas tree already on the curb waiting for the garbage. The lights mainly had disappeared. It was only one or two days after Christmas, and already it looked like it wasn't even Christmas in the city. We're very blessed here in Tarpon Springs because we are a city steeped in wonderful traditions, and you still get to go through our town today and it still looks like Christmas. And so we're very blessed. But nonetheless, the church reminds us just how quickly and how boldly the world turns the page, as if they don't even want to remember that it was Christmas. And then I recall my visit to the Holy Lands last year, and I went into this cave, and through a little window in the cave, there are thousands of bones and a little note that, according to the tradition of the church, these were the bones of all the innocent children that were destroyed after Christ was born. My brothers and sisters, as we heard in the gospel today, from the very moment Christ was born, the world started to fight against him. And let's face it, the world has been fighting against him since it was created, because the devil is at war with God. And so every time the devil gets a hint that God has done something good for his people, the devil tries to get in there and stir things up, create confusion, and maybe even anger and depression, as was the case in King Herod today, angry that he had been tricked by the Magi. And Joseph, the old man that he was, righteous, being told by an angel, go take Christ and Panagia, his mother, and go and get out of town. Go to Egypt and protect him, because they're going to try to kill him. Around every turn, my brothers and sisters, the world is fighting against God. And we are caught in the middle, because we are the servants of God. Dhuli tou Theou. We are his servants. We are his royal subjects, you could say. But more than that, we are his children. And so we live in a world that is fighting against our God. He is fighting against our King. It is fighting against our Father. And so we have to pick sides. My brothers and sisters, we don't know what it's like to live in persecution. We are blessed to be in America. Some of us think wearing a mask is persecution. But trust me, we don't know persecution. There are Christians all over the world, just as the innocent children today, being killed just because they are Christian. We don't know what it's like to live in persecution. So all we get to do is read the glimpses of it in the scriptures, read glimpses of it in the newspaper. But it becomes very real when you go to the Holy Lands. When I went to go visit the cave where Christ was born, we had to go through army checkpoints. Soldiers with big machine guns had to come onto our bus to make sure that we were not going to cause any problems. And that is an everyday experience for our brothers and sisters that live in the Holy Lands. Even those of us from Greece, unless we live very close to the Turkish border, we don't know what it's like to live in persecution. We are free to live as Christians. Even in America, although the past few months, maybe attendance has been limited because we're trying to get rid of a pandemic, but we're still free to worship as Christians in America, and we are blessed. So why is it in our own lives we persecute ourselves? Why is it in our own lives we choose the side of the world over the side of God? We don't live every day as if we are His servants. We are constantly fighting a war with ourselves. We wake up in the morning and we do our stavro. Thank you, God. And we send out into the world. And before noon, we have betrayed God. And yet, as it shows in the gospel, God came back for His people. He sends the angel to Joseph. Okay, Joseph, it's safe. Come back. And as Joseph was coming back, the world changed again. The angel went back. Okay, Joseph, not quite yet. Go this way and go that way. God is always there to protect us. God is on our side. What an amazing opportunity we have to fight this war against the devil with God on our side. It takes just one simple act for us to choose to fight on the side of God. And so as we are approaching a new year, and we're going to make all of our new year resolutions, I invite all of us to take on this one particular new year's resolution. Stop allowing the world to get between us and God. Choose God. Every day, not just on Christmas morning, not just on Holy Thursday and Holy Friday, but choose God every day. And know that when the world fights against us, we are in good company with the likes of Saint Stephen and these thousands of innocent children, and dare I say, tens of thousands of holy men and women who have been killed before us just because they were Christian, just because they chose God. And Christ reminded us before He left, He says, when they hate you, know that they hated Me even before they knew you. And so in these days where we're celebrating Christmas, fight the world. Keep telling people Merry Christmas when you see them in the corners and in the stores. Even though today is December 27th and tomorrow, remind them, Merry Christmas, Christ is born. Be that constant reminder that God has come into the world to fight on our side so that we can be rescued by Him. And although there have been the tears of the past, we take joy knowing that those tears have been soothed by God and that He will continue to walk with us hand in hand and defend us and protect us, always loving us and welcoming us into His kingdom. Christ is born. Christos je nate. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.